Zach Power, Shipwreck, 24 Hours to Save the World and Go to the Dentist. Written by H.I. Larry and read by Alan King. Zach piloted his jaws towards the little sub. Moments later, he was aboard.
Agent Coconuts!
Yelled Zach, not really expecting Coconuts to be there. No answer.
Anyone here?
Called Zach. Not a word. On one hand, Zach was elated. Coconuts isn't here, which means he wasn't trapped in his sub when the air ran out. On the other hand, Zach felt a bit depressed. But am I ever going to find him? Zach combed the sub for clues. In the galley, he found a half-eaten cheeseburger. Coconuts left in a hurry, figured Zach. No sane person would ever leave a cheeseburger unfinished. I'll check the clocks, Zach thought. He rushed to the front of the sub. The clock on the dash and on Coconut's GPS had both stopped at 10:02 a.m. That fits, Zach thought. Looks like Coconuts was struck by an EMP at around the time he disappeared from GIB's radar. He glanced at his watch. 3:30 and 7 seconds a.m. Monday. Then... the sub began to tip. I shouldn't have run to the front of the sub like that, thought Zach. The sudden movement must have tipped the sub off the sandbar. Maps and logbooks slid off the shelves. Glasses smashed. The cabin was turning sideways. Any second now, the sandbar would block the exit door and Zach would be trapped inside. Zach struggled into his air supply pack. With the strength of a professional wrestler, he hurled himself towards the door. The sub was tipping, tipping. Zach landed with a thud. He slid across the floor on his knees and... Zach escaped out the door just in time to see Coconut's sub roll completely off the sandbar. Like an oversized bath toy, it sank further into the water, smashing into the Pegasus 3. Then the Pegasus 3 rolled over and slammed into the schooner next to it. The crash sounded like a million thunderstorms all rolled into one. Cool, thought Zach, as a gigantic cloud of sand and seaweed rose from the seafloor. Then, when the sand settled, Zach spotted something. The dark, gaping mouth of a massive underwater cave. That's convenient. An entrance hidden by shipwrecks, thought Zach. Zach didn't know what he'd find in the cave, but he was going to find out.